What you mean, 400? Kinnison snorted. Think I'm just blasting off about having some left, huh? Here's 200 for your guarantee, and that's all I want out of you. Wait a minute. Jet back, brother. Stronghart had thought that the newcomer was entirely out of his drug, and could therefore be charged 8 prices for it. How much do you get it for, mostly, the clear quill? 1 credit per unit, 24 for the belt, Kinnison replied, tersely and truly. That was the prevailing price charged by retail peddlers. I'll pay you that, and I don't mean 25, neither. QX, gimme it. You don't need to be afraid of being bumped off or rolled here, neither. We got a reputation, we have. Yeah, I've been told you run a high-class joint, Kinnison agreed amiably. That's why I'm here. But you want to be mighty sure the ape don't jip me on the heft of the belt. Looky here. As the lensman spoke, he shrugged his shoulders, and the dive-keeper leaped backward with a shriek. For faster than sight, 2 ugly delameters had sprung into being in the miner's huge, dirty paws, and were pointing squarely at his midriff. "Put 'em away!" Strongheart yelled. "Look 'em over first," and Kinnison handed them over, butts first. "These ain't like them buzzards' cap pistols, what I sold you. These is my own, and they're hot and tight. You know guns, don't you? Look 'em over, pal, real close." The renegade did know weapons, and he studied these 2 with care from the worn, rough-checkered grips and their full-charged magazines to the burned, scarred, deeply pitted orifices. Definitely and unmistakably, they were weapons of terrific power. Weapons withal which had seen hard and frequent service, and Strongheart personally could bear witness to the blinding speed of this miner's draw. "And remember this," the lensman went on. "I never yet got so drunk that anybody could take my guns away from me. And if I don't get a full belt of Benny, I get mighty peevish." The publican knew that. It was a characteristic of the drug, and he certainly did not want that miner running amok with these 2 weapons in his highly capable hands. He would, he assured him, get his full dose. And for his part, Kinnison knew that he was reasonably safe even in this hell of hells. As long as he was active, he could take care of himself, in any kind of company. And he was fairly certain that he would not be slain during his drug-induced physical helplessness for the value of his ship and supplies. This one visit had yielded Strongheart a profit at least equal to everything he had left, and each subsequent visit should yield a similar amount. "The first drink's on the house, always," Strongheart derailed his guest's train of thought.